one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back to News Talk 960 AM KKNT and the Minuteman headquarters for discussions on our border security, illegal immigration, and the threat to our public safety. We've got Scott on the line that wants to talk about Governor Napolitano. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, I'm doing good. You guys are doing a great job, Chris. And what I was going to encourage you is that when I became active in politics when Jimmy Carter was running, and I know it isn't a good, it's not a good deal, but I got out, walked the streets. I saw him walk the streets shaking hands, and he got elected president of the United States. I believe in my heart that if we will all get out and help Lynn Munsell defeat this crazy woman we got in office that that snubs our president when he flies into Tucson, that she goes ahead and blames, in a memorial, blames the United States for the 9/11 attacks and wants to be more world orientated and not and does not care at all about protecting our borders and securing our Arizona, the state that I was born in. And I know if people will get out and help get Lynn Munsell elected, as the Minutemen are going to help Randy. Where is Randy running? What district?
That's Congressional District 8 that covers Tucson to Yuma, all of southeastern Arizona.
You can get him elected down there just by helping get out. And I'm going to join the Minutemen. I'm already, after hearing you guys on the radio, I am exactly, I've read enough about the United States history that we are in an appeasement situation, even in the Republican Party. We need to take back and not establish another party. We need to take over and get people out of office like John McCain. John McCain
that
has
so
sold Arizona
important.
Down the tubes.
Yes. Scott, you're right on, and that's what we were talking about in California last night. We've talked about that in CD8, and that's true. This is a grassroots movement to reform this Republican Party, and you're right. We need to be boots on the ground, not only on the border, but out in these districts, walking the districts and the precincts and talking to people and getting the truth to them, because they're not getting it from the Arizona Republic. They're not getting it from the mainstream media.
That's right.
And it's so important. So you come up with the right idea. We need to put boots on the ground. We've got these midterm elections. We've got this gubernatorial race. We need good people in office.
And if anybody can donate that time to get out there and help Lynn Munsell, get the Napolitano out so we can secure this border. We can show the people of the United States that Arizona's not messing around anymore.
Well,
we're not messing around. We're from, I believe in immigration. I believe that that's what made our country great, but I hate this illegal stuff that we constantly keep on putting and binding. I know there's a lot of problems, but we need to start right now.
Well, it's true. And its appeasement is despicable. I mean, we're talking about,
at
a 9/11.
You want to vomit when you listen. You want to vomit when you listen to guys like McCain.
Yes.
J.D. Hayworth is the only voice of reason. I mean, John Kyle, he's there. But there's Hayworth is the only voice of reason just to get the thing established.
Well, Scott, you're right on. We appreciate your thoughts there, and I
couldn't
agree with more.
I'll be praying for you guys, too.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks,
take care.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great evening. And, Carmen, it's so true. I mean, we started this in Cochise County years ago with going out and putting boots on the ground.
Absolutely.
To bring attention to this issue.
Yes.
And the Republicans or Democrats, and that's the way the Democrats always win. They get out and they meet with the people. Mm-hmm. And Lynn needs to do that. We need to get behind him and get out and walk these precincts and educate people about this plan.
Absolutely.
A plan that actually he will implement, and he talks about this in his first 100 days. It's job number one. And that's what we need. And I've talked many times about that. If we had a governor who had the intestinal fortitude and the temerity to stand up to the federal government and say, look, we're tired of waiting for you. No longer will I ever say that this is a federal issue. It's an issue that I have a responsibility to fix to protect the citizens of this state. Any governor who would do that and secure that border and show the federal government how to do it. I suspect that would be a person who would be a front runner for the presidency of the United States.
Yeah, and you know, when I went to Colorado Springs and helped with Doug Lamborn's campaign up there, I realized how important it was to go door to door and meet these people, you know, and answer their questions. And that's what we have to do for Len Munsell as well.
There you go. So here in Arizona, around the state, if you're listening in, contact Len Munsell's campaign office. Find out how you can participate and volunteer to help. Walk those precincts. Get the message out.
Absolutely.
If you can, go down to Tucson. Talk to Randy Graff's campaign. You can do the same thing down there. We have people coming in from Texas, from Virginia, from Washington, D.C. I mean, just grassroots people that are flying out here to give their time to help Arizona elect a candidate that's going to go and represent them, even though they're not from this state. I mean, they want to come in and they want to help, and that's what we need. And I talked about that last night at for Tony Dulce's fundraiser. Look, once you get behind your candidate locally, look at other candidates that you can support around the country, because we're in this together.
Yes.
This is a national issue. And, you know, when we talk about somebody running for the Senate, it's U.S. Senator, U.S. Congressman. They represent all of us, not just the state from which they're elected, but they go to Washington, D.C. to represent all of us. We have another call. Nope, he's dropped off there. Well, again, folks, if you want to get in on the conversation here locally, the number is 602-508-0960. Nationwide, 888, toll-free, 888-960-9696. We talk about dirty politics, and that's what we were talking about before. I cannot believe what the Democrats are now doing, and I wonder if not the Republican Party's behind this as well, with Graff, where this week we got in some real sleazy politics, where the Democrats release a press release about the fact that Randy Graff is supported by white supremacists.
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely unfounded and untrue.
Not a joke.
And we've dealt with that before as a Minuteman, where, you know, we can't control who puts a link on their website to link to our website, or people that support us. And certainly when we first began 4 years ago, we had a few of these groups who wanted to turn this into a racial issue.
Yes.
And we told them, no thanks, bluntly. You know, look, do us a favor. We don't agree with your message. I don't care how much you care about border security. Don't turn it into a racial issue. Well, the Democrats want to play dirty politics now in CD8, where they, you know, it's all how you say it and how it's presented. But David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, just happens to have a link on his website to Randy Graff's website. Well, the Democrats are like, see, we told you.
Yeah.
He's a white supremacist. He's supported by white supremacists. Well, you know what? There's not much that Randy can do about that. And hopefully he's contacted Mr. Duke and told him what he can do with his link and to get it off his website, because it's hurting the cause.
Absolutely.
It's not a racial issue. It's a national security issue. And we talk about, you know, so many people say, well, you just don't like people from Mexico. Look, this has nothing to do with Mexico. A story out of the Valley Star down in near Laredo, where they had the big shootout. Actually, this was Harlingen, just outside of El Paso, where Border Patrol customs agents last week rescued 20 people who were hidden amid some unsecured scrap metal in a gondola car of a northbound train. Well, you know, when you go down and read further in the story, you find out that, you know, these Border Patrol agents were inspecting the train when one of their search dogs reacted to the gondola. And they look inside and they find 20 people. You know what? Guess where these people came from? Now, this is it. You know, they encountered 8 Hondurans, 4 Chinese, 3 people from the Dominican Republic, 3 Mexicans, and 2 others that they refused to identify.
Oh, really?
Kind
that's
of interesting.
Yes.
So there you go. There's the mix. The mix of people that represent the fact that this is a threat to our national security. When you have people from all over the world that can sneak into this country and they do 24 hours a day, it's a threat. And hey, you know, I wonder if Hugo Chavez has anything to do with this. And in fact, he controls many of the drug cartel routes that come into this country. It's been well known for years. It's one of the ways that he's built his millions, not just on oil, but on the drugs and smuggling people into this country. So, you know, it's just another example that this is such a serious threat to our national security and public safety. And hopefully these folks were repatriated back to where they came from.
And so, you know, when since you and I have been and the group that has gone out with us on the border 4 years ago when we started, I mean, we realized that we came across people from probably 30 different countries in the time that we've been doing
26
this.
26 different nationalities.
Yeah, we were quite well aware of the danger of, you know, that's when we knew this was a national security issue.
I never forget the night we turned the lights on a group of people that were from Russia.
Yes.
What are they doing coming across the southern border? Just another example. We'll be right back after this break, folks.